again, talking about government shutdowns. Will it happen? Won't it happen? And everything in between. It's pretty much the deal, D.C. And we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman joins us. He's in the wings. Jeff, I'm sure that you heard every single word that Senator Ted Cruz had to say in his 20-plus hours yesterday, right?
Not so much, but I got the gist of it. There was discussion of Duck Dynasty, which I've actually never watched, which probably is not going to endear me to your listeners, because it's probably the most popular show on the planet. But anyway, that was in his speech. He talked about White Castle, which is actually kind of funny. Ted Cruz might be a secret comedic genius. He had this one bit about White Castle and how White Castle is cutting back on its employee hours in order to not have to comply with Obamacare.
Yeah.
And he said, where are the college kids going to go to eat at night? And he delivered it, obviously, way better than I did, but it was kind of funny. Obviously, progressives, liberals, not appreciative of the speech. They thought it was a big waste of time. It didn't actually really do anything to delay anything legislatively. There was still a vote today to begin debate on this CR, which is the continuing resolution to fund the government beyond the end of this month. That the bill that passed the House includes defunding of Obamacare. The idea for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is as soon as he can shut off debate, then he'll move to amend the bill to take out the Obamacare provision, pass the rest of the funding, and then send it back to the House. But Ted Cruz and a couple other conservatives like Mike Lee from Utah and Marco Rubio from Florida, Pat Roberts from Kansas, they're probably going to vote against it. Whether they can get 41 votes to create a filibuster to prevent debate from ending, that's a tall order. At this point, it looks unlikely. But Cruz sort of set the tone for the rest of the week with his 21-hour rant yesterday and this morning.
Yeah, no kidding. He definitely popped on talk radio, at least to the right, and certainly with anybody connected to the Tea Party. But did he hurt himself with sort of the elders of the Republican Party? Because he has presidential ambitions, let's face it, whether it's 2016 or beyond. Does it hurt him what's happened here, the split with guys like McConnell?
Ted Cruz, he's a total climber, no doubt, but I don't think those guys liked him anyway, the leadership in the party. Remember, when Ted Cruz was running for Senate in 2000, and when was he elected? Last year?
Last year, yeah. Freshman, yeah,
just,
freshman.
Yeah, I mean, the years fly by, but the Republican so-called establishment, they endorsed David Dewhurst. Remember, they endorsed his opponent at first,
right.
and then when it looked like Dewhurst was slipping behind, then they sort of got behind Ted Cruz and said, "Yeah, he's a Tea Party guy, and the Tea Party's great." But the dirty little secret in Washington, particularly in Republican circles, Kate, is that the old guard faction of the Republican Party, they're not really in love with the Tea Party. They think the Tea Party is throwing a divide in the Republican Party, and to a certain extent, you can look at it as sort of doing that. But the Tea Partiers say that there needs to be change in the Republican Party. Some would argue they have a point. And a guy like Ted Cruz will say publicly and probably privately that he's not necessarily in Washington to make friends and play the old game. Although he probably does have higher political aspirations, he's not really in the Senate to appease anybody. He's sort of doing his own thing. He's got a couple of like-minded conservatives like Mike Lee and
Rand Paul.
Yeah, but that's kind of Ted Cruz's deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. The one thing about him is I think what you see is what you get. I've talked to him before, and I don't think that he's not concerned about that. He's there, and he's going to do his thing, and that's absolutely the deal with him. We'll see how far he rises. Obviously, he made it to the Senate, so we'll see what happens in these next couple of years that are very, very key. Is there any buzz in Washington over this shocking FBI video of the Navy Yard gunman? I watched that today, Aaron Alexis, and you saw him drive his car into the garage. Then he goes throughout the building. He's crouching. You see the gun. It was just kind of creepy, I got to tell you. It looked like a promo for one of the television shows where they have espionage and people, bombarding themselves in, like Homeland. It reminded me of seeing a little snippet of Homeland.
Right.
But this was real life. Were people talking about this in D.C.?
There's a little bit of buzz about this video today. I think people, when it came out, when the FBI released it on their website, I think most people were just sort of stunned because, we get sort of desensitized to scenes like this because we see it in movies, we see it on television shows, and you hardly ever see any real live footage like this. And if you watch the video, it's just absolutely disturbing, and your heart goes out to all the victims of the attack, because you can literally see this guy stalking his prey.
Yeah.
And although the FBI said today, Kate, that he didn't necessarily single out any specific target, the people that he killed were sort of at random, seemingly. But it's unbelievable that this was caught on camera. And, I mean, it sort of makes you feel bad a little bit. It sort of makes you feel like a voyeur for watching it. But, you know, I mean, at the same time, it's like that's what happened. This guy was able to enter the parking garage, use his badge to go through security. We reported on this. We talked about this last week, how he most likely didn't have to go through the metal detector. He gets up to the fourth floor. He puts his shotgun together, and then he starts stalking his prey. I mean, it's so disturbing. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, when I looked at it. You're right. It was a weird thing to watch, no doubt. All right, Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Good night, Jeff.
All right, see you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so you heard the conversation there with Jeff, and I'll tell you what, you can just go anywhere and find this video. Just go to Google and put it in, FBI surveillance video, and it is kind of weird to watch it, but it's very telling that he was sort of methodical, like it was no big deal. Here he is, pulls in, he looks like any other guy, gets out of the car. It's not what you're expecting, and it is, you know, if I were a family member, I'd be very upset, obviously, because you know what's going to happen afterwards, unfortunately, but this is, I think it was significant that they did release it so that people could see, okay, this is how he got in. People wanted to know, well, how did he get in? Well, he worked there. He had the clearance, and that's exactly what happened. So it's more about what can we change clearance-wise so that maybe this doesn't happen. So maybe there's a chance somebody gets stopped, you know, somewhere. All right, I got to give a shout-out right at the top of this show. Let's give you something happy to think about here for a second. I was somewhere today bopping around, and a buddy of mine sent me the link right away, and I had forgotten all about this, but this is fabulous. America's Cup. America's Cup is, yes, for the United States now, back to the United States. The defender of the trophy, Oracle Team USA, which is bankrolled because it's so expensive. It's bankrolled by Larry Ellison, was trailing by 8-1 and was just one loss away from losing the biggest prize in yachting to a challenger from New Zealand, right? So they came all the way back by winning 7 races in a row, including 2 on Tuesday. Oracle tied the series at 8-8. How huge is that? The America's Cup in 162 years, coming all the way back, once all the way behind, as I said, they tied the series to force a winner-take-all race, and then sure enough, they shut them down, and they win on Wednesday America's Cup. That is so huge. Woohoo! Go USA, even if it is yachting. Stay with us. Much more to come on this edition of America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rebel Alliance fighting against the Empire. The Empire being the Washington, D.C. establishment. And indeed, immediately on hearing that phrase, I wondered if at some point we were going to see a tall gentleman in a mechanical breathing apparatus come forward and say in a deep voice, Mike Lee, I am your father. This is a fight to get the Washington establishment, the Empire, to listen to the people. And just like in the Star Wars movies, the Empire will strike back.
So the Empire did strike back. In fact, after 21 hours, you heard us talk about it there at the top, railing against funding Obamacare, Ted Cruz joined the other 99 senators to move forward on a spending plan that will likely do that. That will likely fund Obamacare. So the talkathon was pretty interesting. A 100-to-zip vote on a procedural step, that's what it took. That means the spending measure would avoid a partial government shutdown next week. Now can be amended by the Senate Dems to restore funding for the health care reforms, which were eliminated last week by the House Republicans. So Cruz was part of the Tea Party conservatives. We were talking about that there in blocking the Senate consideration of it, but it all fell to pieces. And he voted with the other 99 senators from both parties to move ahead on the spending plan that would do just that. So he was slammed by a lot of other elephants. A lot of the other Republicans slammed him for the strategy, saying that it was just a bunch of nonsense and, you know, stall tactics and that kind of stuff. But in the end, it doesn't matter as far as the defunding part, because that's not going to happen. I guess there was some confusion over the strategy because he voted with the Democrats for the Senate to do the measure, you know, take up the measure 2 hours after the marathon speech that started on Tuesday afternoon. And, you know, Cruz was going to, they thought was going to vote against it once they restored, you know, once they restored the Obama funding. However, that didn't happen. Instead, he urged the people around him to vote for the spending plan, saying, you know, and he was originally criticizing it, saying it was tantamount to supporting Obamacare. I remember him saying this, any senator who votes to move forward with this is funding a bad bill, is funding Obamacare, is funding a bad law. So, you know, he said afterwards that he was trying just to unite Republicans to block any funding, but then in the end, there wasn't much they could do. So that's not going to happen. So there was the drawn-out floor speech. It wasn't really a filibuster. It was supposed to rally opposition, and he didn't get support from most of the Republicans, especially the leadership, Mitch McConnell and some others like John McCain and Bob Corker. That didn't happen, so there you go. It was interesting, though, to think about talking 21 hours. I give him credit for this, and I said this at the top, for sticking to his guns. I mean, this guy is, whether he's a renegade, you know, he's been called lots of things, a wacko, a renegade, awesome because he is who he is, that kind of thing. He definitely marches to his own tune. And for that, how often do I say on the show, I don't care what side of the aisle someone comes from, if they are what they are, isn't that nice that you just you look out and you say, all right, maybe I don't agree with some of the things, maybe I agree with some of what they say, but at least what you see is what you get, and there's not a facade, because there's too much of that in Washington. That's why I have said so many times on this show, what we need is a third party. I really believe that. Sometimes people shoot that down. They say, oh, a third party. Then you split the vote. You split everything even more. And I don't agree. I think a third party is absolutely tantamount to moving forward in the future and having some representation with some common sense. So there could be disagreements and there can be legitimate debate. And there can be a waiting period for bills before they become laws so they can actually be read by the people who are voting on them. To me, that's the most asinine thing that happens in our government. Imagine if I'm a senator or a congresswoman and I have no time to even read the full legislation. I have aides that just got out of college somewhere, even if they're brainiacs, and they are breaking down bills for me to try to tell me more of the specifics of what's in the bill that I'm where I'm going to vote and ultimately what my constituents think. So to me, that seems pretty backwards. Shouldn't it be give them a time period? You know, here's the thing. Wouldn't it be so much better if you had, and Rand Paul was a guy who suggested this too, well before he was even elected. He and I talked on the show for over a half an hour. And one of the things that we talked about was, how about this period of reading it? How about this period of knowing what is in the legislation you're going to vote for and really being having a chance to look at all aspects of it instead of what they call those poison pills that they load into legislation to try to ram stuff through. You know, that's the thing. And that's why a third party, to me, makes the most sense of anything at all. So for the strategy, as far as the strategy is concerned with Cruz, I don't think it's as dire as some people made it out to be, political suicide, you know, because now he pits the old party reps against him, and how is that going to help? Help him if he runs for higher office, meaning tries to make a run at the presidency or something else. I mean, come on, give me a break. I don't think so. Because what's today's crisis then is forgotten tomorrow. It's like every year we keep coming back to the same spot on budget, budget, budget. We don't have a budget. Okay, how are we going to fund it? What are we going to do? The government's going to shut down. So we just come back to the same thing again. And that's what will happen next time. However, if you look at the polls, and we know this from America Tonight, so many of you have called the show and said this. I mean, how many of you are sick to death of what's not happening in government, of what's not happening in the legislative branch? In other words, the constant conversation about the government shutting down. So one of the, and you don't have to look at the polls to see this, but we'll do it anyway. There were two polls that came out a day or so ago, and it shows that the majority of Americans want the people who represent them to compromise rather than stick to their principles, like Ted Cruz, whatever you label him, stuck to his principles, right? So 57% of the people questioned in a Pew Research poll say they want Congress to compromise, with 1 in 3 saying members of Congress should stand Congress should stand by their principles, even if the government shuts down. So at least you know what you're getting, because If the government shuts down, your representative is standing by what he thinks should happen. And with the Gallup poll, it was kind of the same thing. 53-25%, 53 say it's more important for political leaders in Washington to compromise rather than stick to what brung them to the big dance, whatever their beliefs are. Compromise. That's just not a word that is really in vogue in Washington. Polarization is what is what's in vogue and has been for far too long. I mean, this is what it is, right? So we have the shutdown, the debt limit, talking about Obamacare, same themes over and over and over again. Can we not be a nation of reactors and can we move forward, for goodness sake? So, of course, the polls, whether it's Pew, whether it's CNN or whatever it is, it doesn't matter, Gallup, of course you're going to see frustration and saying, forget this stubbornness. We don't want the shutdown. Let's just move on with this. It's because you know why? Because we know the same thing's going to happen. Ooh, then you hear threats. The market could crash. Geez, your Social Security check might be late. If you're a veteran, your check will get there, but could be late. And if you're living check to check, you know what? Then the politicians are holding you hostage when you're waiting for that check to come in the mail. Hey, thanks for serving our country, but we can't come up with a budget. So if you were supposed to get your check on a Friday, you might get it on Tuesday if we have this little old shutdown. I mean, it's the typical D.C. drama. It's just nonsense. Don't you think so? And so how does this play out? You think we're going to have a government shutdown? You think we shut down the government for a day or two? What do you think? And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what do you give Ted Cruz for some of the material he was forced to develop? 21 plus hours. That's a real talk-a-thon, no doubt. If you want to throw in your two, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. How about you meet me on the other side?
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
2, 3, 4. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, 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 ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. All right, since I am the pole princess, I thought I'd throw this poll in as well. Did you know that Americans think Vladimir Putin is far more effective as a leader than President Barack Obama as far as the Syrian chemical weapons crisis? That's an economist. Easy for me to say. YouGov survey. Yes, it's true. 49% of those that were surveyed gave the Russian president credit for steering those events, that he was the one that gets credit for it. Only 25% said Obama was more effective as far as being a world leader. 9%, would you believe, named Syrian President Bashar Assad as the most effective leader. So, not very many, but 9% is still some. Among Democrats, Obama only held a 44-37% advantage over Putin. That is telling you something. So overall, just 30% of Americans approve of the president's handling of the Syrian crisis. 44% disapprove, 36% of all Americans saying they do so strongly. I think that says something, and that lines up with what CBS News showed, 37% approving of the president's handling of the Syrian crisis, but 52% disapproving. So why am I bringing this all up, Vladimir Putin as a world leader versus President Barack Obama? Well, he was on the world stage just the other day at the General Assembly at the UN addressing the world, and I wanted you to hear a little bit of that speech. Bear with me. There's a reason why, okay? Listen to the beginning of this and listen to at least 5-6 minutes of it. Roll it.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, fellow delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Each year we come together to reaffirm the founding vision of this institution. For most of recorded history, individual aspirations were subject to the whims of tyrants and empires. Divisions of race and religion and tribe were settled through the sword and the clash of armies. The idea that nations and peoples could come together in peace to solve their disputes and advance a common prosperity seemed unimaginable. It took the awful carnage of two world wars to shift our thinking. The leaders who built the United Nations were not naive. They did not think this body could eradicate all wars. But in the wake of millions dead and continents in rubble, and with the development of nuclear weapons that could annihilate a planet, they understood that humanity could not survive the course it was on. And so they gave us this institution, believing that it could allow us to resolve conflicts, enforce rules of behavior, and build habits of cooperation that would grow stronger over time. Now, for decades, the United Nations has, in fact, made a difference, from helping to eradicate disease, to educating children, to brokering peace. But like every generation of leaders, we face new and profound challenges, and this body continues to be tested. The question is whether we possess the wisdom and the courage, as nation states and members of an international community, to squarely meet those challenges, whether the United Nations can meet the tests of our time. And for much of my tenure as president, some of our most urgent challenges have revolved around an increasingly integrated global economy and our efforts to recover from the worst economic crisis of our lifetime. Now, 5 years after the global economy collapsed, and thanks to coordinated efforts by the countries here today, jobs are being created, global financial systems have stabilized, and people are once again being lifted out of poverty. But this progress is fragile and unequal, and we still have work to do together to assure that our citizens can access the opportunities that they need to thrive in the 21st century. Together, we've also worked to end a decade of war. 5 years ago, nearly 180,000 Americans were serving in harm's way, and the war in Iraq was the dominant issue in our relationship with the rest of the world. Today, all of our troops have left Iraq. Next year, an international coalition will end its war in Afghanistan, having achieved its mission of dismantling the core of Al-Qaeda that attacked us on 9/11. For the United States, these new circumstances have also meant shifting away from a perpetual war footing. Beyond bringing our troops home, we have limited the use of drones so they target only those who pose a continuing imminent threat to the United States, where capture is not feasible and there's a near certainty of no civilian casualties. We're transferring detainees to other countries and trying terrorists in courts of law, while working diligently to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. And just as we reviewed how we deploy our extraordinary military capabilities in a way that lives up to our ideals, we've begun to review the way that we gather intelligence so that we properly balance the legitimate security concerns of our citizens and allies with the privacy concerns that all people share. As a result of this work, and cooperation with allies and partners, the world is more stable than it was 5 years ago. But even a glance at today's headlines indicates that dangers remain. In Kenya, we've seen terrorists target innocent civilians in a crowded shopping mall, and our hearts go out to the families of those who've been affected. In Pakistan, nearly 100 people were recently killed by suicide bombers outside a church. In Iraq, killings and car bombs continue to be a terrible part of life. And meanwhile, Al-Qaeda has splintered into regional networks and militias, which doesn't give them the capacity at this point to carry out attacks like 9/11, but does pose serious threats to governments and diplomats, businesses and civilians all across the globe. Just as significantly, the convulsions in the Middle East and North Africa have laid bare deep divisions within societies, as an old order is upended and people grapple with what comes next. Peaceful movements have too often been answered by violence from those resisting change and from extremists trying to hijack change. Sectarian conflict has reemerged, and the potential spread of weapons of mass destruction continues to cast a shadow over the pursuit of peace. Nowhere have we seen these trends converge more powerfully than in Syria. Their peaceful protests against an authoritarian regime were met with repression and slaughter. In the face of such carnage, many retreated to their sectarian identities, Alawite and Sunni, Christian and Kurd, and the situation spiraled into civil war. The international community recognized the stakes early on, but our response has not matched the scale of the challenge. Aid cannot keep pace with the suffering of the wounded and displaced. A peace process is stillborn. America and others have worked to bolster the moderate opposition, but extremist groups have still taken root to exploit the crisis. Assad's traditional allies have propped him up, citing principles of sovereignty to shield his regime. And on August 21st, the regime used chemical weapons in an attack that killed more than 1,000 people, including hundreds of children.
All right, so I wanted you to hear that. And how did the president sound to you? A couple of problems right at the top that I have with it. And one, talking about the economy getting that much better. And then the NSA saying that there are certain means we need to use. It's like, whoa, are you kidding me? And to me, that's like an apologist. Hey, you know, I'm going to attack for what's going on with the economy, but things have turned around. I got that dumped in my lap in 2008. But here you go. Look what's happened. And the NSA, geez, if we didn't have the NSA, we wouldn't be able to capture half of the people that we've captured or killed or whatever. He doesn't use those words, but that's what he's saying. So I would mark him down for those remarks, frankly. I mean, I get it. It's all flowery, fine, and speech when you're out there in front of the world and you're telling everybody everything's okay. But do you think we're really that much better off? Think about it for a second. Are we better off today as a nation than we were 5 years ago? You might think we are. You might agree with that. Do you say yay or nay on that? Coming up, also big doings as far as the Navy Yard shooter. They release, the FBI decides to release the video of the shooter coming in his car at the Navy Yard and with his gun armed, and how he was kind of methodically walking down the hallways and all that sort of stuff. It's kind of shocking if you see it. Plus, 911 calls. When should they be released and when shouldn't they be released? And kudos to Jack Down Under. Sometimes he is right on. He says, sounded like he was campaigning for election to the head of the UN. Dan Ki-moon, better watch out. That might be the next step for President Obama. Stay with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, speaking of bad to the bone, Nathan Reeder has a surprise for you. Nobody else in America has the secret footage that we have of Senator Ted Cruz during his talk-a-thon. That's coming up in our next hour. So stay awake. Stay with us. I'm serious. It is bad stuff. You got to hear it. Remember at one point he was reading Dr. Seuss. He was talking about Panama hats, all kinds of stuff. And I got to hand it to him. It's pretty tough. When I mean, you're dancing 20 some plus hours. That's a tough thing to do. But we have some previously unaired footage that nobody, I mean, Megyn Kelly, my pal from Fox, she don't have it. CNN, Piers Morgan, supposedly he has the best producer in the business. They don't have it. Nobody has it but us. Little old America tonight, hanging in and growing by leaps and bounds. So this is good. You don't want to miss it. Coming up. Speaking of not missing things, fair or foul, what do you think? When I say fair or foul, the FBI released video of the Navy Yard gunman stalking prey. I watched it a couple of times today to get a better sense of what I really thought. I mean, it made me sad, frankly. Looking at it, it made me sad. It looked like a scene from, like, Homeland. I watched Homeland, right, with Claire Danes. And in that, you know, you've got people with guns and they're down in hallways and they're trying to hit government offices and that kind of stuff. And it's just damn depressing is what it is. It is. You look at it and you see this guy who looks just so normal, like he's going to work. He's got his shoes on, his shirt on. Looks like a decent looking guy, like any guy you would see on the street, right? And Aaron Alexis was not like any other guy, this 34-year-old who destroyed countless lives because he shot and killed 12 people. He also injured others. The video shows that the FBI released shows him stalking the coworkers, basically. He's kind of slurking around the hallways, and he comes in. He's in the parking garage. He walks inside the hallways carrying the gun. Like I said, he's got his blue polo shirt on, his dress black pants, an ID card around his neck. And he looks like he's kind of avoiding being seen by some workers because he kind of darts behind some corners in the hallway. He carries the shotgun low, and then he pulls it back up again when he passes doors as he's navigating his way through the hall. In 1 hour, he shot and killed 12 people, again I'll say that, inside, with a shootout with police. You know, I don't know about you, but again, I said I watched this a couple of times. Was this smart? Should the FBI have released this tape, or is it too much? Do we need to see that? Is that just smearing it all over, or is it hammering home the fact, or hey, this is real life, folks, and there's no... With all these attacks about they're not transparent, we don't know the information, here you go. Here's the video that we saw. RC jumps on with us now. Hey, RC, how are you?
Oop. Anyway, show it.
You say show it so people know.
Well, people know. That the people need to know that we're in a position where, I mean, if we can't, it's like Obama vetted this guy. Okay?
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. The only thing this president's legacy is going to leave us is with a crappy medical bill that's going to cost us trillions of dollars. He's not respected by anybody anymore throughout the world. My understanding is, from what I've read and heard, is that it wasn't him that was rejecting the gentleman from Iran.
Iran, yeah.
The president there wasn't going to shake his hand.
Right, so, when they went by, basically they were like ships passing in the night, yeah.
Sure, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. he just, boom. But no, he, like I said, you know, and okay, our great Secret Service area and NSA and all of this stuff. Well, now, you know, the president of Brazil won't even come up here to have a power lunch with him. So that's it. And I believe we already got a third party spotting up. And Mr. Cruz, or Senator Cruz, he did a great job, I thought. I mean, at least he stood for what he thought. And
yeah,
he let his constituents know that, okay, you sent me here to do something like this, and he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, hat in hand, McCain and some of those older war birds in there could go with Obama down the road with the hat in hand. And my dad used to say, you walk around with your hat in your hand, somebody's going to crap it. So, okay. So that's it. And, you know, I don't know where this is going to progress. It looks like this thing is going to finally pass, and
mm-hmm.
there's not much we can do about it. And that makes me sick. So.
Yeah, well, what it is everybody's going to have a different story to tell with the Affordable Health Care Act. How many people will actually benefit from it, and how many people will it hurt with their premiums, with the companies they work for, that kind of stuff?
The people that don't have insurance might benefit from it now, but those people that are working and have bona fide health programs and full-time jobs, they're going to crush it, and they're going to crush the middle America.
I agree with that. I agree with that. If you don't have health care, it can be a good thing for you. If you do and you're, you know, kind of paycheck-ish to paycheck-ish, even if you can save a little bit, you're the so-called middle class, you're right.
Sure.
That's who gets bent over in this for sure. That's
right.
Who's going to pay the price.
And
yeah.
So, you know, the pudding is obvious. Once again, you know, you got to vote for it before you can find out what's in it. Well, mm-hmm. all the poobahs, you know, are not going to be involved in this. The legislators, all of those people, and, you know, big business is now lining on, and eventually they'll get all the labor people in there that's going to, they'll fractionalize it. You know, okay, some of you can have this, some of you can't. I've spoke my piece tonight. Love you, girl. Love your show. You keep hammering away.
RC, we love you too. Thanks. All right. What I love about RC, he's like Cruz. He has a hard opinion. He cruises in, he dumps it on you, and that's it. And so I agree with him on the Cruz thing, by the way. Whether he is way off base or on base on some things, I mean, you know, whatever you want to label him, he is definitely his own man. So far, he is blowing in the wind out there, walking the plank, mostly by himself. He's doing that. And, you know, it's interesting. He says the thing about the FBI and releasing the tape and should they release it and shouldn't they release it. And I agree. It just shows you that this is the way he puts it. We spend $200 million to vet people out, and there were things there that a rookie reporter could have found out about Aaron Alexis, but they didn't uncover it. And look what happens. He meticulously dresses, goes into his job, and then promptly, randomly kills 12 people and injures so many others. I mean, it's just wrong on so many fronts. Why are we paying that kind of money if someone like this slips through the hole? We know that nothing is ever perfect, but for goodness sake, this is a company that supplies government workers. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. It might make sense to you, or it might not make sense either. Either way, it's all in the wash. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer.